the Growing Boulder Radio Show is on the air, celebrating a revolution that will change your life. Here are your hosts, Bill Schaefer and Mark Middleton.
I hear that song, Bill, and I want me some Susan Day.
You know what? I love. You know what? This was kind of. There was a time when you didn't want your friends to know you were into it, but all of us were. I loved this show.
Oh, it was
and the
great,
music.
It was a great show. Welcome back, folks, to the only radio show of its kind. I'm Mark. That's Bill. Our show is proof that there is always another inning or two to play in the game of life. And our next guest was one of the biggest teen idols in American history, bar none.
Oh my God! When the TV show called The Partridge Family hit the air, this guy exploded onto the scene, and really, it launched one of the most spectacular careers in the history of entertainment. Now, the show debuted something like almost 40 years ago,
Wow. And
now he's hoping to make a return to television in an intriguing new show. Have you heard about this, Mark? And to see if lightning can strike twice. Wait till you hear about this. We are thrilled to welcome the one and only David Cassidy. Hey, David.
How are you guys?
Thrilled to have you on the program, first of all, because there's so many cool things to talk about. Is there truth to the rumors we hear that there's a TV show in the works?
Yeah, in fact, I am here in Los Angeles about to go into the studio, and we shoot this week. I'm working. My brother Sean has a fantastically successful production company, and he's already finished one pilot, and we are doing Ruby and the Rockets. Sean is executive producer and head writer, and my brother Patrick and I play big pop stars from the 80s who have split up, and he's retired from the business, and I'm performing still. It's called Ruby and the Rockets.
Boy, art imitating life, huh?
There are a lot of very, very interesting parallels, and Patrick and I are starring in it, along with a fantastic actress who plays my daughter, named Alexa Vega, who was the star of a great movie called Spy Kids.
Yeah.
Remember that film?
Oh, yeah, she was great.
She is great and beautiful and sings fantastic.
Do you know where it's going to run, David?
Well, yeah, it's ABC Family, which, of course, is somehow or another all under the same huge umbrella, I believe, of ABC and Disney and ABC Family and Epcot, where I'm going to be next Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday.
Nice.
You know, David, we are all about looking ahead and not resting on our laurels, so we want to talk more about what's happening in your amazing life today. But in your case, we got to go back. We got to turn back the clock, because at the age of 21, you were the highest paid performer in the world. You probably never stopped to think your life would be like that when you were older, but here you are, still singing, still acting, still in demand. How is it different this time around than it was back then?
What's amazing for me is that I've been able to do so many other things other than I thought I'd never go back to television. I've loved, I've been on Broadway 3 times, and I was in Vegas, and I produced 3 shows. I did over 2,000, performances there. And I've been touring, doing concerts. I've made 23, I think, album CDs now, and the business has changed, but my love for it and the fact that my fans have been there for me in everything I've ever done is really quite remarkable. And, I have now 3 generations of people that come and see me. With the kids that grew up with me in the early, mid-70s, their parents watched the show, and now those kids have grown up and have kids. So it's an amazing relationship that I have with them and they have with me. And they're the reason that I've been so successful and been able to have, as you said, nearly 40 years.
But here's a cool thing to talk about too, David, though, is that, when you hit big so early, you could have just walked away and slid and said, hey, look, I was already somebody. I don't have to do it again. I think
it's not ever for me about, fame.
Isn't there a fear, though? Isn't there in the back of your mind going, man, I was so successful at this. If I try anything else, I'm going to fail. But you have been fearless.
Well, what it was for me, and people, I think, for that reason thought I didn't, for some reason, I didn't either like the Partridge Family or I just didn't want to go back and do the same thing. So for me, it was always trying to find other things that I knew I could and had the at least the desire and the creative ability to do other things as a writer, as a songwriter, as a producer, and a director. And I wrote and produced a show called The Rat Pack Is Back that's been so fantastically successful. And for me, it's the work. I love to perform. I love bringing light into people's lives and making them laugh. I've taken on some very, very different, very different kinds of roles as an actor. And I never wanted to be a television actor. I didn't want to get into trying to do another television series and then trying to do another television series. I always found the challenge to be something more and being something different and better. And, you know, when you have the ability and you have the desire, and fortunately for me, sometimes I had to create the opportunity. The most difficult part is finding those jewels, finding those roles, or finding those, you know, special projects that you get involved with. For me, it was, you know, Blood Brothers on Broadway was a gigantic success back in the middle 90s, and the only other time I worked with my brothers, and Sean and I worked together, and this will be the first time. And Sean Patrick and I have been talking about doing this together for a long time, and really it'd be the only reason I would move back to L.A., because I've lived all over the world, from New York, where I was born and raised, and I now live in South Florida. And once I'm finished with this on Saturday night, I get on an airplane, fly down Sunday, and then start doing my concerts at Epcot Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday for the Food and Wine Festival.
Man, life is...
I played last year, and by the way, I thought it was... It's an amazing event that happens there, and when they asked me to come back and do 3 days, I was really genuinely not just honored that they would ask me, but the shows are so great, and the audience... I mean, we're talking about being at Epcot, so...
Oh, it's great. It's a fabulous venue.
One of the most beautiful places in the world.
Yeah, and that's the reason Bill and I wanted to get you on, because we were at your show last year, and you really do put on a fabulous show. All of that is great, but let's talk about the chicks, if we can.
Forget
about the art and all that stuff.
Yeah, let's talk about the chicks. The psychology of being you, a teen idol. I mean, they were everywhere, and I know they still are, but is it hard to get over that? Do you still need the attention of all the women like you had?
Because we do. We desperately do.
The answer is, you know, I guess the answer would be I don't need it personally, but
you dig
professionally,
it.
If you know, there have been 100 come and go, and they have a little bit of a role. For me, it's just an amazing, and I feel very almost humbled by it. That people still react to me and still care, and I guess as a result of having an impact. I talked a lot. I became very good friends with John Lennon, and while I was really doing it in the 70s, he had already split with Beatles and was trying to become, as we talked about, demystified, just being a real guy, raising his son, and trying to be just a human being as well as still be an artist. And you know, the fact that people still loved him and cared about him, it's such an honor that...
And David, I got to cut you off there, bud, because we're running up against time. But folks, check out davidcassidy.com for tour dates. Isn't he awesome? Thanks, Dave. We'll be right back.